there are overwhelming, turbulent times, but that also means there is major potential to fill the cracks with new ideas and to transform these destructive systems. There are specific root causes for problems and holistic solutions everywhere. There is room for prosperity, there is room for regeneration and a shift in values. Another reality is possible, and that's what we're exploring here today. Welcome to Sage Talking.
I'm gonna ramble and see how this goes. I haven't talked about the origin story in a while. So your 2040 started as an idea about 4 or 5 years ago. Chris and I were both working at a different company, and we had been starting new kind of initiative within the organization around regenerative cities and specifically around regenerative urban futures. And at the time, I was really trying to understand what a regenerative city would look like and what it would mean for both inhabitants and designers and creators of the built environment. So we were doing lots of research, networking, and trying to understand and get a global picture of what that all really looked like. Well, in the process, we were trying to figure out how to kind of expand what we were working on and what we were doing also to a broader audience. So within the organization, we were getting a lot of traction and interest in trying to understand what a better future might look like for architects, engineers, city planners, and other people that worked in the built environment. But we really wanted to also expand this thinking and think more broad and bring others in, because for me, you know, it's not only the designers and the creators of the built environment that matter, but it's all of us who live in the physical realm. Because to me, almost everything is the built environment, at least where humans live, right? Very few of us live in the middle of the woods. So, and even then, if you have electricity, you're still somehow connected back into the built environment. So for me, the significant majority of humanity lives, works in this realm and inhabits it. And it's really important to understand what these different types of people, different constituents, etc., really want in their physical environments, I guess. So in parallel to that, I've always been really passionate about the future and inspire, you know, helping to create collective visions and inspire populations on how to get there. So my past 8 years, I worked in Foresight, and in Foresight, well, that's what we would do is we would work with people to create collective visions of the future, and then we would create pathways to get there. And so when over the last few years we had been exploring, you know, how can we do that better, differently, etc., and that's when Your 2040 was born. So it was really born as a way for us to bring people together, and not just people but diverse populations from different backgrounds and different places in the world. So at the event, we have people from oyster farmers to architects to doctors to academics, motivational speakers, artists, you name it. We've got somebody in the community who probably is from that discipline or background. So we really try to consciously curate diversity. And we named the organization Your 2040 with the Y in brackets, because the future is ours and it's yours. It's both a collective and an individual pursuit. And so that is why the first name, the second name 2040, we chose as an aspirational year in the future. So in Foresight, if you want to try to inspire and help motivate people, you need to be able to frame the context of the future in a way that's accessible and feels achievable. So we picked the year 2040 because it's far enough away that we can still be imaginative and think outside of the box and kind of push some boundaries, but it's also close enough that most of us will still be here. Most of us will still be able to see the outcome of our collective pursuits. And I think as we've gone through this journey, so we just hosted our third annual gathering last week, and as we've gone through iteration after iteration, it's been amazing to me to just see how much we grow as the team that puts it together, but also how involved and engaged the community is, and how they've really been stepping up to help support, to strengthen what we're doing, and really so we can all collectively thrive. So this year at the gathering, nearly half of all the participants somehow participated in the organization of the gathering, whether it was giving a talk or hosting a meditation session or running a project or helping us transport things. And so having an annual gathering where it's not only a conference where we just learn stuff and teach people things, it's also an environment where a community can thrive, where people want to work together, where we shape projects and run them a little bit like an accelerator as an action piece to really push and drive change towards a better tomorrow.
My name is Mark Buckley. I am an ecological economist, a regenerative futurist, and a solar punk. And I do a lot of things. So I work for the United Nations, I work for the European Union, the World Economic Forum, and the World Government Summit. I own a foundation, it's called the Alohas Regenerative Foundation, that I co-founded with 14 other futurists and innovators around the world. And my mission is to empower billions of global citizens to live an adaptive lifestyle of health and sustainability within the safe operating spaces of our planetary boundaries. And I do that in many different ways. Write books, talk, speak, and do videos and podcasts to kind of raise awareness about what's going on in our world.
That's great. That's a lot of things. Why are you part of your 2040?
Chris and I have crossed a number of times over the years, the World Economic Forum, as well as through the ETHA and mutual friends. And I was actually invited and should be alumni from 2021. I take a systems view approach to life. So when you said earlier, wow, that's a lot of things that I do, it's really the case because I take a systems approach to life. That means I address all the complex facets of a complex system in order to solve human suffering and our global grand challenges. So write books, write videos at the World Economic Forum, at the United Nations, so on and so forth, because I think only by addressing all the facets can you solve our problems. And so I really think we're at the biggest cusp in our human history ever, where everywhere around the world people are getting this conscious awareness that the Earth is a single organism and we are all one. And an organism divided amongst itself is doomed. And so the more we unite and collaborate and shift to a new model of the way the world works, the better our life on Earth will go. And it's really a systemic or a symbiotic relationship. And so right now what I'm seeing is numerous things. So even though the pandemic was horrific, even though the Brexit was horrible and the Trumpocalypse was awful and the Ukraine war is horrible, and the supply chain and trade lines is horrible, there were also opportunities for people to see that our world's not working for us anymore. And what are the new models, or what is a model that does work for everyone, and what does that model look like? And so just in the past few months, we've seen the Club of Rome come out with their Earth for All book. It's a new economic model with the Limits to Growth, World Model 3, the Donut Economics from Kate Raworth, and the Planetary Boundaries from Johan Rockström. Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. Another great thing that's coming out is we saw the Beyond Growth event at the European Union. all sorts of thought and world leaders talking about new economic models, going back to the limits to growth and rethinking how we do politics and governance. So I'm seeing this all over, not just at your 2040, but all over the world, that people are saying, I'm not seeing a model emerge that's working for the whole world, so let's get a group together and come up with a model, and let's present it to the world to take over. And I'm seeing so many of these collective actions and groups form to really do some difference, to let the politicians and those in the bad systems kind of say, wow, we better get on the ball and do something better, because people are coming with some good solutions.
Yeah. So my name is Anais Brunges. I'm here because of my school. They made this possible for me, and I'm very excited to be here. I'm participating in this project now, TerraVibe, and we're learning all about soil and the importance of soil, also for our health. And I think in school we could also talk about it more, and to learn about soil and the different aspects of soil and how it influences our health and our food and the quality of our food. So
what are your feelings about the climate crisis? Is it something you think about every day, or something that really scares you?
Also not every day. I don't think, you know, it's not that present. But of course, because we have glaciers up here, and you can also kind of feel it in the actual temperatures actually change up here, and also how the winters change, and how you can like basically see how the glaciers are melting away. And so it is kind of present up here in the Engadine, and it does scare me, but just because I don't really know what's gonna happen.
My name is Anina. I have a co-lead with a project here together with Joya Deucher, and we are doing a regeneration manifesto for the INHAP, and I live in Pontresina. I loved the conversation with different people, different mindset, different disciplines, so it's interesting to have these informal encounters, and it's a lot of inspiration, I think, to have all those people gathered together here in La Punta.
Yeah, and what does regeneration mean to you in work or personal life?
Yeah, for me, basically it is a conversation, because it's not only focusing on the solution. There are many very complex questions for society and nature, and in the end it's the conversation how to solve, or how to find new spirits, new vibes, new lifestyles, new ways we want to work together.
My name is Tobias Lute. I work at ETH Zurich. I'm a program director of the educational system designing resilient regenerative systems, and I'm also a founder of a real world laboratory in the Italian mountains, the Monvisa Institute.
Very nice, thank you. And why are you at your 2040?
I've been here now the third time, and it's a very beautiful gathering of diverse people, not too far from where many live, Zurich, so it's it's accessible. And it's a beautiful mix of people, and I think it has a lot of leverage in many fields, but also within the academic institution of ETH. So I see a lot of allies and potential to build something up from different directions. Plus, it's beautiful settings, and it's a beautiful organization.
And since you've been here before the last times, what do you feel you took home, either to your work or personal life, after the gatherings?
Many new and deepening contacts of diverse people, and having the chance to learn from, you know, more diverse people, getting deeper. Also learning how such an organization evolves, how such a network, you know, and the size is being developed bit by bit, politically, financially, strategically, and learning a lot about how we today still organize ourselves for very systemic topics, and also having a healthy critical perspective on where we are right now, how we are walking the talk. And so amongst all the beauty, it's also apparent how much we still have to keep learning together.
Now, what does regeneration mean to you?
Well, first, I think in this regeneration dialogue, it's really important to slow down and pause and distinguish what does it mean for me or for someone else, and what has been thought through by so many people over such a time and published. and how much is really embedded in different cultures that still live in a regenerative way. Indigenous cultures, for example, various type. So it's really embedded in life. It's really embedded in life, and it obviously can be manifested in ecology of repairing, restoring, and you know, co-creating systems that are conducive to life. So that self-repair, self-energize themselves automatically in a kind of autopoiesis and sympoiesis, and where we humans are intrinsic part of. So it's also about social regeneration and personal regeneration. So it really spans across so many levels that it's hard to give, I don't think right to give one definition, but it's also, I think, beyond just sharing different opinions. So I think the sweet spot is somewhere in between.
My name's Asada Hill. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm here with my dad. He's an artist, and we made some connections. And I'm just here to learn and to just experience all of this.
Yeah, and is there something that you maybe hope you can take home with you?
Just peacefulness and just realizing that this is just life, and that just to be happy.
Yeah, that's really it. Nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name's Brian Mundell, and I'm a publisher, an inventor of environmental board games. And I also have gotten into impact investing. I run a family office, and so I'm an investor for the environment, and I'm also an educator for the environment through the medium of board games.
Oh, that's great. That's a good combination you have there from some very different angles. Why are you at Year 2040?
Well, because it touches both of those angles. This is the third time I've been here, and I find a group of people who share the same common values. Most of our goals are aligned, and it is very regenerative for me personally, as well as professionally. I meet lots of contacts. I made some investments as a result of some discussions I've had here, and I've formed my games.
What have you taken back to your work or personal life from the Year 2040 gatherings?
Well, a lot of games, a lot of self-reflection about things I could do better based on other people's life experiences and life trajectories, and as I said, some contacts which have resulted in some good investment opportunities.
Lovely. And last question, what does regeneration mean to you?
To me, regeneration means being open to personal change, even when that change is scary, and being open to radical change, even, in order to grow. Because if you stop growing, you start dying.
My name is Carolyn Obrey, and I'm a supply chain designer. I'm at Year 2040 because I was here last year and I met amazing people, and I wanted to come back and see who else I can meet and gain momentum for projects that we're working on and share ideas and just feel great after this.
Last year, what did you take home from Year 2040 with you, either to your work or personal life?
I think last year it was really about looking deeper, understanding that that we can all do more, and that we can do things individually, but that we can also come to work together, and that everyone has something to contribute.
Mm-hmm. And last question, what does regeneration mean to you?
Regeneration just means, for me, it means really slowing down. It means listening to the sound of the wind in the trees. It means just standing still, even though I think I want to be moving faster.
My name is Krista Herrmann. I do many things. My friends tell me I'm a generalist reconnecting a fragmented world. So on one hand, I work as a social innovator. I have a project called Terra Biome. We're an association that works for the regeneration of soils, communities, and ecosystems based in Zurich. I also have a personal project where I work on the regeneration of individuals and small groups, which is called Nanakia. And my day job that finances my life is at the Zurich University of the Arts, where I coach and teach and support entrepreneurial thinking and doing. I'm at Year 2040 because regeneration has been a huge theme, maybe the calling theme of my life over the last 15 years. and I knew Chris from a past experience, and I have a couple of friends that came to past editions, and the call was so strong I couldn't resist. I have to be here. What I love most is openness of exploring what does regeneration mean. It's a very big word, it's used everywhere nowadays, and people have such different approaches to it depending on the backgrounds where they come from, whether I'm a designer or an architect or an engineer or an environmental scientist or an ecologist or a grassroots activist, it means something else, and yet it somehow comes together into a common idea. And what I love most is the openness of the people to mix and mingle and explore without judgment.
My name is Christian Sim. Hello everyone, and I'm working at the University of Zurich, and I work on exploratory projects, trying to find, you know, these important things that we have to deal with and how the university as an institution can be part of it.
And why are you part of your 2040?
Because the subject of your 2040 is an incredibly important one for our future on Earth. We have only one, so we better take care of it.
And what do you think you're going to take home from this gathering?
Well, I'm part of the privileged one that has been able to be in all three of the events, and I have to say there's one thing that is just simply amazing, and it's the quality, the trust, the honesty of the other participants, and the willingness to share, and the willingness to advance each other's projects. So this is an amazing feeling that goes through the entire year, and then you long for the next one. This year, what is really special is that there is more concrete projects that are going to come out of it. And there's things that people really are working on, so it will be way more than just a collective energy, enthusiasm, and intelligence. There will actually be real projects coming out. That's
And last question, what does regeneration mean to you?
It's to give back more than you take.
My name is Daniel Christian Wahl. I'm the author of Designing Regenerative Cultures. I've been working in sustainability for 25 years and started to understand that we need to move beyond sustainability without dismissing it about 8-9 years ago, and have been working on bioregional regeneration on the island of Mallorca for the last 12 years.
And why are you at your 2040?
Partially because I've been working with ETH Zurich and Matthias Lute on the MOOC and the CAS in regeneration, and they were very insistent on inviting me, and so I came. Gatherings like this are just kind of recharging the battery in terms of seeing that there are lots of people trying to do good things, and that the movement is growing. And I've learned a lot about Switzerland and the potential of Switzerland to lead the conversation on bioregional regeneration, because it's a federal country already bioregionally organized with the cantons.
What does regeneration mean to you?
Regeneration is not something new, not something that can now be sold as the new trendy adjective for a few years to offer consultancies. It's a fundamental characteristic of life. Life is a regenerative community at nested scales. The regenerative impulse of constantly evolving, never staying with one solution forever, but building on the past and moving as context changes into a new future, is something that we have to relearn. We have to reintegrate our human patterns into the regenerative patterns of life itself. Otherwise, I believe we don't have a future.
My name is Daniela, and what I do for work is I bring psychological safety at scale to organizations to empower people. I came here because I'm really curious. I want to hear what people are doing, what's happening in the world in terms of regeneration. This is the topic, the theme of this year's gathering. And how do we regenerate as humans, but also what are we doing as humans to contribute?
As you're working in the psychological field, is there something that you would like people to know also about, you know, behavior change is a really big topic, about people's consciousness and mindset in this like crisis-rippled world, about the topic of regeneration, how we approach it, how psychologically you can maybe reach people and empower them to act?
I think all of us can feel empowered to do something. And if we want to tackle big problems of the world, it's starting with ourselves. And the first thing we can do is become aware. Become aware, what is in my mind? How am I using my own energy? Am I giving it to negative things? Am I giving it to things where I can actually contribute in a positive way? So it starts with self becoming aware, and from there we can take steps to come together and contribute as a good humankind. Regeneration actually, for me, just brings up the question, why do we need it in the first place? Regeneration kind of means that something broke or something happened and we need to fix it, or we need to recover from that. We need to recreate something from there. And so the choices we make every day, we need to be conscious about those, because the choices we make today will be maybe something we're fixing tomorrow. So how can we take choices or make choices today that we don't need to regenerate from tomorrow?
My name is Eric. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm an economist. I was a banker, a consultant, and right now I'm working for Eternity. We are doing ecological footprints, or calculating ecological footprints for food.
And
we want to bring transparency into the food system. Mm.
What is maybe one thing about the food system that is maybe least known by the general population, in your opinion?
Maybe that the production of the food creates the biggest footprint. That water is a big problem too, not only CO2.
By water, do you mean waste of water or pollution of water in the process?
Scarce water. Uh-huh. We use water for production where there is no water available or not a lot of water available.
Okay, and why are you at Year 2040?
Because I saw it in Laax. I'm also skiing instructor in Laax, and like this green style project. I saw that you had a venue last year, and I was super interested. I thought this is a super nice platform where like many different people meet, ideas are exchanged, and there is an understanding of a world I kind of share.
Yeah, and last question, what is something you think you can take home to your work or personal life from this gathering?
That everyone has a story, that these stories are so interesting, that every human has such incredible energy, and that there is a lot of hope.
My name is Eric Turner. I currently work at a spin-off startup called Neustart as a project manager, and I'm here because I'm very inspired by the group of people which is regenerating for me, because we want to regenerate the planet and have an impact ultimately that is meaningful. I think that like Daniel was saying earlier, just learning to let go in a sense, and finding answers in the moment of energy regeneration might mean. So like now, this big gathering is a first step in regenerating the planet.
Yeah, and is there something that you would like to take home from this experience? Something you think you might be able to take back into your work or personal life after the gathering?
I hope friendship, some practices, a continuation beyond the gathering to like they were saying before, have this resonance chamber to bring the work outside.
My name is George Foster and I'm a product designer, so I work with different materials, different clients, different formats of objects, and I also work part-time in a cultural center, in a textiles workshop.
And why are you at Year 2040?
I'm at Year 2040 to meet a lot of interesting people, get fresh ideas, fresh insights, try to give something back. So creating something more physical that people can relate to. In this case, a piece of furniture where people can gather and continue exchanging.
Great. And what is something you wish to take home or you think you're going to take home from this gathering, either into your work or personal life?
More action, I guess. This thing of bravery, I think I take away very strongly. And maybe also focus. That's a good reminder for myself of focusing on one thing at a time, not spreading out too much.
Yeah. Last question. What is regeneration to you?
Wow. Very difficult question. For me, it's a combination of things. In order to regenerate, maybe I would say there's this element of respect that one needs to have. And this is as much for people as it is for nature as it is for resources. Be more responsible and hopefully change quite radically our modes of functioning.
So my name is Joya. I am currently the CEO of the InHub, which at this point is mostly a community, a spirit, a vision, and will be transformed into a physical structure in the coming years. What does regeneration mean to you? I think if I tie that question to what we're doing here in La Punt with the InHub, it is about regenerating the opportunities and also to some extent the local culture in this town, and also making it accessible to a broader world. There's a lot to be learned from these regions, and I think there is a lot to be understood in how people relate to their earth and to their background, to their history, to their language, which is a very particular one around here. And with the InHub, I strongly believe we can regenerate the opportunities that this region has to influence the learning across the globe and inspire all of us to live differently.
My name is Lalo Chusri.
What was maybe your favorite thing so far?
The projects. I really think they're like really cool ideas that come up, and many different ways of thinking and perspectives come into play, and it's like very open-minded, which I really enjoy.
And what is maybe something you'll take home with you when the gathering is done?
Being open-minded, because I feel like that's really important to just take in all the perspectives first before you judge, like one of the times when they were doing the dialogues.
Yeah.
So just be very open and not judge, because that's one thing that's not that good.
Last question, does the climate crisis scare you? Like, is it an everyday issue for you?
Everyday issue? No, but it does scare me, because I often think about the future, which might not be good, but yeah, every time I think about the future and I think about our current climate and how it's getting worse, it just, it does scare me a bit.
My name is Liana Fischer, and I'm a product designer, and we run a service design studio, which is a spin-off of the Impact Hub in Zurich.
And why are you at Year 2040, or a part of the event?
So basically, I'm part of Year 2040 because of Chris and the whole team. They are bringing together people that I would have otherwise never met in my life, and that teach me a lot of things that I would maybe otherwise have a hard time to teach myself.
And what does regeneration mean to you?
Regeneration to me ultimately means life and overcoming good and also bad intense experiences in life.
And what has been your favorite part yet of the gathering?
My favorite part of the gathering is really hard to pinpoint one thing. I think it's a combination of the project that I'm in, which is super hands-on, and then also this high-level intellectual information I get from the speeches and talks to people.
Yeah. And what is maybe something, a wish that you have, a development you want to see in the next few years towards regeneration?
I would love to see more like local act. I think that's maybe something that I struggle a bit maybe sometimes here with these big words, because I think, who am I to say how the world has to change? For me, it's much more, I understand the world that I live in and I understand the issues, and I think that's where I hope that we just shift a bit from, you know, the ambassadors that we have now in this very capitalistic system, to say those are the role models, to new role models that are also visible.
My name is Lady Guante-Riquez, and I'm a PhD student at Politecnico di Milano and in SUPSI with Southern University of Applied Science. I'm dealing with the construction and a circular economy. and that's it.
And why did you come to Euro24?
I come here because I'm interested in circularity topics related to regeneration. And the main topic of this year is regeneration. I also want to like meet people that can help me in understanding how to improve my research project, and also meet people interested on the same goals and on the same topics, and people that want to change the world. So I'm finding them here, so yeah. I'm really, really happy for now.
Yeah, that's very nice. And what do you hope that you can maybe take away from this gathering back home with you?
I hope to take with me like maybe new perspectives, like new way to think, and also some help and new contact for my research project, and also maybe a new way to address problem related to climate change and resource scarcity, new way to resolve them.
My name is Michael Mies, I'm from Vienna, and my profession is an ecological macroeconomist, I call myself, so I'm concerned with analytical modeling of an economy. But what I want to do now is to write a book about an economics of connection, which is bringing in the wisdom traditions and all the mystical traditions, including Taoism and Buddhism, which influenced me very much into economics, to have a economics for the good life for all, for a degrowth economy within planetary boundaries.
Oh, that's very interesting. And why did you decide to come to Euro24?
First, there was a personal connection. A friend of mine from Vienna, who is also a student of mine at the University of Applied Science, she recommended it to me because she thought it would be something you would really appreciate. And then I looked at the program and I felt at home with, you know, the body-centric, embodied, we are part of nature, we humans are part of nature approach that we take here, as I feel it.
Yeah.
I feel at home a lot. And at the other side, systems thinking, complexity thinking, it's all here. And I feel, and also the transdisciplinary environment, you know, scientists, practitioners, entrepreneurs, artists, everyone, facilitators,
yeah.
People working with their body and healing.
Yeah, and so far, what has been maybe one of your favorite things about the gathering?
What I value a lot is that my roommate just said that people are so generous, they're authentic. People are free to share from their heart from the beginning. I think the team and also Chris as a person up there in front a lot, I think there's a great container for emotions. And for, you know, I believe in love as the constructing principle of the universe, and it's surfacing here a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
I can feel how we can connect brain, body, mind, and there's a lot of beautiful people here, and I think we're part of the movement of movements to bring, you know, transformation to the good life for all within planetary boundaries. And
yeah.
I can feel how we're working towards a common shared belief system, or we are already in there actually, and we just discover it all the time. So that's this authenticity and connection to Mother Nature at the same time that I love a lot.
And what does regeneration mean to you?
For me, regeneration is the connection to the inner self, the love that you feel, and then you bring it out. So it's this going into awareness. For me, I believe in awakening a lot. So regeneration is to awaken to your true potential as a human being, being in interconnection and interbeing with all that is. And often it's only a moment, and it regenerates me a lot, and it guides my action and gives me direction. So. And then I can lie in the grass or work. It's both regenerative. But if I get out of that mindset, then I need to slow down to find it again. Mm-hmm. That's the other aspect of regeneration, just taking the time you need.
My name is Natasha Glanzer-Fürst. I am a climate and gender activist.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So
everything is connected, you know.
Yes. What does regeneration mean to you?
Well, for me, it does have to do a lot with how we, it's the restoration and the regrowth of your body or bodily parts, and then take it in, taking it to a bigger level, to a more holistic level. So the way we treat ourselves and how we regenerate ourselves through, you know, being kind with ourselves, being kind with our communities, and then scale it to a bigger level.
And what does the topic of gender, or for you, all the different points, as you said before, it's all interconnected. What does that interconnection, maybe to someone who doesn't understand it, how would you explain how you see that interconnection between these different topics?
I think that there is so much, and today it was Daniel quoting that maybe the way we go about solving the crisis is part of the crisis. Mm-hmm. So I believe that not having everybody heard in such a crucial discussion when it comes to regeneration or tackling the climate crisis or fighting for climate justice, there's a lot of people that are just not in the room. But they feel the effects heavily. And this is why I think the concept of, women rights are really, really essential to actually, find them. And there is not only regeneration in this part possible because they not even have been there in a way that is, sufficient, let's say. So I think this plays a big, big role in how we're going to go about restoring something, right?
Nelly, why are you at 2040? What was your motivation to come here, and what do you maybe want to get out of the gathering?
So I met Janelle and Chris last year at a conference in Barcelona, and they gave a speech about regeneration, and it was the first time that I heard about this word actually. And so I got in touch with both of them, and I started helping out Your 2040 on content generation, and then I got deeper and deeper into what regeneration actually meant. And when Janelle told me about the gathering, for me it was quite obvious that I needed to be there to discover what regeneration is, and also discover what's behind this whole Your 2040 community. And I found two essential values. Something that I really love is that it's based on trust, and also it's based on just being a community. And I really wanted to be part of that and to discover that. And I think I kind of need it as well to just become part of something. Mm-hmm. So that's what motivated me to get there. And what I'm hoping to get away from it, I think, is just being stimulated, intellectually, mentally, and also emotionally being stimulated. And I think for now it looks like I'm getting stimulated in all parts, so I'm really happy and excited also to just keep on meeting new people.
Mm-hmm. And do you hope that maybe you will be able to take something away from here, or maybe some contacts through networking where mm-hmm. you say you can take the concept of regeneration, whatever it will maybe mean to you, because it can have many different meanings, either into your personal life or your work life? Do you think something like that might be able to come out of it?
Definitely the networking, the contacts. I'm already getting in touch with very, very interesting people that I think will guide me, in my professional life. And I think that's something very important that I think I will get out of here, is like this guidance, and this kind of mentorship that people can provide. About the concept of regeneration itself, it just reminds you that it's at all, as you said, it's very different definitions, but it's regeneration at all levels. And I think in my professional and personal life, both, it adds so much value, to think in terms of just regeneration.
I'm Nicolas, and I'm woodworker, designer, builder, basically.
And what are you doing at Year 2040? Why did you come?
I came for meet new people with same scope, but different areas of expertise and knowledge. To create this bond between people and to learn from other people.
And what has been some of your favorite things so far about the gathering?
Favorite things is one of those talks from this morning with more the personal stories and difficulties. That was one of my favorite talks. And then the workshops and Genius Loki, which is more practical also. That's
Last question, what does regeneration mean to you?
It's creating, or not especially creating, but spaces or areas or things that are better than they were before.
I'm Pavlina. I work at the University of Applied Sciences, Northwest Switzerland, Institute for Management, and I support small and medium enterprises on their sustainability journey.
And what is maybe a vision that you have, or a wish of a development for the next few years in terms of regeneration?
I think we are in a very crucial moment. There will be a lot of transformations happening in the next years. So I wish we just go in the right direction in the planetary boundaries.
And why are you at Your 2040?
Your 2040 is a great network to learn about different new topics, including regeneration, but also technological development. But it's also a great community of people, and I actually really enjoy being between those people.
Yeah, and what does regeneration mean to you?
Regeneration is to give and make better. On one side, on a technical point of view, so we give back the nature, the systems that we are using, and also on a personal level, we give to our children, the next generation, new opportunities and better opportunities.
My name is Pedro Jardim, and I am currently working on kind of like a website builder for immersive websites like metaverses, but I do also do quite some other projects on the side, such as I'm on a board of an association in Brazil where we take land out of speculation, and I'm also organizing a project for the Amazon.
Why did you come to Your 2040? What's your motivation?
I mean, I'm just curious to see how it works, and I know Chris, and so it's like I gave it a shot.
Okay.
In that sense.
Yeah, and what is right now one change you would really love to see in the world, something that is very dear to your heart?
I think in that subject, you know, I work with digital stuff, so my work is not like my primary work, you know, it's not directly related to, everything is related to like to the ecology or so on, but like I feel very close to the topic of the Amazon and how Brazil is going to fulfill its potential of being like a leader in this sort of like biodiversity and generative practice. Yeah, so that's something that I would like to support in different ways.
Yeah. And what is something you maybe hope to take home from the gathering with you back to Brazil?
I don't know, I don't have anything specific.
Okay, so like just networking
here. Yeah, I'm open. I mean, yeah, I'm just happy to meet some interesting people and see where that leads. And it would be great to, I mean, specifically our project for the Amazon, it would be great to find some people that also that share the same vision and can support in some ways, so that could be nice. Mm-hmm. But like no high expectations.
Yeah, and now talking about the Amazon, because obviously as somebody you who sees it more personal, I mean, it's a topic we all kind of know about, but we're maybe not close to. What is maybe something about what is happening in the Amazon that you think not a lot of people know or realize that should be highlighted more in the conversation about that ecosystem?
I'm not an expert to be very precise, but I think like right now just think we want to highlight more the good projects that are happening there, and also create some sort of like a visibility in the form of like some sort of a, like index that shows the biodiversity, if it's growing or decreasing, and then just give some sort of a tangible sense of what's happening for people that are not really directly connected to it, and also just highlight the good projects so that people can be inspired and support financially or in whatever capacity they can.
My name is Philipp Staudacher. I am an environmental scientist that is working at a digital sustainability bank. I'm a specialist for investments in nature and biodiversity topics and the SDGs in general.
Oh, great. Is there something about the SDGs that you would want people or the general public to know that you think is not widespread knowledge?
So the SDG summary report states that in particular on SDG 14 and 15, that's life below water and life on land, so the biodiversity topic, we're not doing good at all. So particularly the water, the oceans, I mean, that's not going well at all, even though we have progress in various other directions, but this one we need to seriously act on. My motivation to come to 2040.
Yes.
I have actually no clue what this 2040 thing is all about. I talked to someone who was a participant and I thought, oh, that sounds like an interesting bunch of people. And then I saw this year's topic, regeneration, which is very close to my work. And I thought, well, yeah, let me see and meet some interesting people. And I'm so far very positively impressed how this is going.
And what does regeneration mean to you?
I put it in relation to sustainability. And sustainability would mean let's make sure that future generations can do the same things as good as we can do them or enjoy them. And for regeneration, that would mean let's have future generations experience even a better world.
I'm Philip van den Broek. I'm coming in from Belgium. My main professional association is with ShiftN, which is a consultancy that I founded almost 30 years ago, focused on futures and systems work at the service of these big transitions we are involved in towards sustainability and equitability.
And why are you at your 2040?
Well, I've got two good friends who are alumni of in the community, and they spoke very highly of this event and this gathering in the community. And so I decided to apply for joining this year.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think you can take home or to your work from this event? Is there any ways where you feel that this could merge particularly well with what you're doing, with your work that you're doing, the regeneration topic?
Well, no doubt. I think the multiplicity of angles that are opened on this whole question around regeneration is very valuable, I think. The fact that we're zooming in both on the personal, even the spiritual, to the very systemic, I think is very valuable. And that is something that I'm particularly keen also to learn about, how to, you know, connect all these different scales that we talked about this morning. There are particular, I would say, sectorial angles which are interesting to me, particularly soil, I would say, built environment. So I look forward to building my network and increase my knowledge and insights, particularly in those areas. And then, of course, the community and the network that's been brought together here, I think is going to be a launch pad or a springboard for, I think, important things and initiatives that I will do in the future.
My name is Dr. Rashmira Rawat. I am teaching and also doing my research. So I'm teaching in different institutes, and in future I want to deepen my PhD project as well. So that's what I'm doing.
And what is your research about?
Okay, so I worked on low-tech traditional industries. So basically I worked with the industries like how do the low-tech compete with the high-tech industries, and how are they going to survive in this super speedy competition? Because as we all are seeing, this AI is coming up, and I'm more worried about the artisans. I'm worried about the people who have low skills. If all these industries will close, there will be a huge amount of poverty. So I want to also think about the structures in which the high-tech and low-tech could collaborate in some way, and we could move together rather than leaving thousands of people in poverty.
Very interesting. That's a very important topic. Last thing, what does regeneration mean to you?
Regeneration actually means a lot to me, because the topic of my dissertation was also related to the revival of the low-tech firms. So regeneration for me is how to revive the processes, the structures, the firms, everything.
Like the artisanal ways of doing it.
Or? Yes, and also from top to bottom. Mm-hmm. So it is not only limited to getting more employment, but it's also related to how should we restructure or revive the firm organizational structure, the working structures in such a way that they could really not only survive, but also gain competitive advantage in the market.
Hi, I'm Bobby Pembleton. I'm here from the Edinburgh Futures Institute, where I work as an engagement executive across a variety of different sectors and facilitating futures conversations and thinkings and outputs, and hoping to do really interesting and engaging activities like your 2040, which I'm learning so much from.
And why? What inspired you to come to your 2040?
A personal connection. Janelle persuaded me, but it didn't take much because this type of gathering is just a real magnet for a lot of people, including myself. I really want to maximize the positive impact that my work and my life's path can have on the world around me. And so this is a real inflection point for me and for many of us as we go and take our learnings here and spread across the world.
And what is one change that you would like to see in the world, something that is very dear to your heart?
Mindset change, I suppose. Thinking about things in a different way, realizing that we're all really quite connected on an individual and societal and biosphere level. The embodiment of that realization to not just the 100 people convened here today, to kind of preaching to the choir a bit there. How can we get out there and get it to the billions of people that are connected to the biosphere throughout the world? So I think really scaling this activity outwards and sideways and across dimensions is very, very important.
My name is Rudy Bössiger. I work with WWF. I'm a freshwater officer there for protection and restoration of freshwater systems.
And you also restored in Lapund a river with WWF, right?
We didn't restore it yet, but we have plans for restoration together with the community. The Chamuera River is in the upper part, is a river pearl, what we call it. It's very natural, very unspoiled, no infrastructure, no nothing, and a lot of habitat for animals. And the lower part is obviously it's quite impacted by barriers because of the there's not enough space, but there is a possibility to restore it and to connect it with the inn at the mouth of the Chamuera River.
And what is something you would like people or the general public to know about freshwater systems and generally that restoration or regeneration of like natural bodies of water?
I mean, for a river system, the connectivity is the thing, and that it's longitudinal connectivity, it's horizontal and vertical connectivity that the freshwater needs. The system needs to be dynamic, and that is what we try to connect people to. Also, we should connect with all these connectivities in the system, and the fourth dimension would be the connectivity between us and the rivers, the water systems. And I think it's somehow we ourselves, our bodies are water systems as well, because the rivers are like the winds on the earth, so it's obvious that there are similarities between us, so we need to reconnect people to the rivers.
Yeah. And what does regeneration mean to you?
What I just mentioned is sort of having the possibility to let the dynamics flow. And dynamics always means that you probably destroy something, but this is the ground for new things to happen, to new things to grow, new diversity to show up.
Hi, I'm Sergey. I am a musician. I'm coming to 2040 to play music, and really happy to be here to share my music, to get some new experiences, to meet some amazing new people. And I'm originally from Ukraine. Thanks a lot for having me here. It's a big pleasure to know local people. It's a great integration process for me as well. And the whole festival is in a beautiful valley. It's a great inspirational place to maybe compose some new music while being here.
How do you connect music to regeneration, to nature?
For me, myself, music is a tool that I use to balance myself, to kind of put my energy together, to refill myself, to regenerate myself. I use it as a tool. Maybe for some people they use something else. They use running or they use reading. But I'm happy to share the things that inspire me with other people. If somebody has a reflection on it while we play music and I can regenerate them with it, it will be my impact on this event.
Hey, I'm Stein Oswald. I'm actually looking for work, but I'm still teaching one day a week. Mm-hmm. I'm teaching on systemic change at Lutzen School of Applied Sciences and Art.
Mm-hmm. And what do you feel maybe in order for, let's say, regeneration to also arrive in schools or academic institutions, mm-hmm. which changes would you like to see there?
I think the students have more of a feeling of the change they want. Sometimes I don't feel as a teacher, you know, that I don't have the space to in my courses to challenge that change or to exercise and to let people be aware of the to deal with the unknown for changes and to be brave enough to make them. So actually I'd love to train the students to be brave enough to not fear a change and to try things out.
Mm. And why did you come to your 2040?
I was fascinated by the talk or the talk that Chris gave at ETH. Also like the kind of people he invited, because he was moderating the talk as well. And I had the feeling, and I was totally right, that I would find a group of people who are like-minded. And I'm very happy to be along like-minded people, because it doesn't feel like I'm alone. It supports my way of thinking, and it's, I think it's a positive push to move on.
And what does regeneration mean to you?
To me, to regenerate is to be able to embrace the new. Because I'm a designer, so I generate a lot, yeah. But when we get to the point of to regenerate, I it's almost like you've been generating so much and you think like I need to stand still, look what is out there, think what has to change, and then go to the cycle again, and it's a regeneration cycle.
It's been, I don't know, truly amazing just seeing how many people want to keep being involved, how our numbers keep growing. And every time I hear how inspired and grateful somebody is for being part of this community. And, you know, we're not huge. We only accept 100 people each year. But our online community is now over 1,000 and thriving. And just the love and gratitude that we have and that we get from doing this just makes it all worth it.
Also, I want to acknowledge and honor Indigenous and First Nations peoples as custodians of most of planet Earth's biodiversity and bearers of ancient knowledge. I pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging, and recognize all Indigenous and First Nations peoples' strength, resilience, and deep connection to nature. Thank you.